You're listening to From Our Lens, a podcast for photographers and brides where we dive into all things weddings.
Whether you're a pro behind the lens or bride-to-be, we've got you covered.
Join in on the conversation and take it from the gals who have been to a wedding or two.
Grab your camera or your wedding planner and tune in for our hot wedding takes. Let's focus on your forever.
Hello, good morning. If it's the morning while you're listening, good afternoon. If it's the afternoon that you're listening, good evening. Hi.
Hello, hello.
Welcome back. How is everybody? How's Sarah?
Oh, good. How are you, Jordan?
I'm great. I'm so good. Yeah.
Good, good.
Before we get into it, I have to introduce, we have some news that we didn't share with anyone. We didn't share with anybody. It's brand new. We have a new co-host on the pod. She's here with me. I think you guys are really going to like her. Okay. Her name is Roan. Roan, say hi. Say meow. No, she's not going to do it. This is Roan. She is the new queen of my studio.
Yes. And Roan has quite a dramatic origin story.
Yes, she does. And it involves both of us. So
Jordan, where do we start?
I've wanted a cat, but I wanted to, like, cats just fall into your life, right? They just, yes. it just happens. She's literally sleeping on me anyways.
You can't and, like, buy a cat. You need to let the cat come to you.
No, you have to, like, rescue them. Yeah. So I've just been waiting. And then all of a sudden, Sarah Snapchats me. And
I was like, Jordan, I found you a kitten.
She's like, I'm on my way to rescue a cat. I was like, stop. Stop right now. Yeah. Send me pics right now.
So my boyfriend was working and he was in like a well or something. And he hears the screaming and he's like, what the heck is that? And then he sees this kitten run up to him. And being the softy that he is, he FaceTimes me and he's like, Sarah, what do I do? Like, what do I do with this cat? I was like, I don't know. Like, is there other ones? Was it by itself? And he's like, look, it got attacked. So Roan's face was all like scratched up. She had like a big cut on her lip and she obviously had just been attacked.
Yeah.
So he was like, I can't leave this cat. She's like injured. So he was like, will you come and meet me and come take this cat? So I get in my car, drive out to wherever he is. I take this cat in, take it to the vet. The cat's fine. It's just like, you know, she was starving and dehydrated and she was a little beaten up. But yeah, we were very close to almost wanting to keep her. But my boyfriend's allergic, so wouldn't have been a good situation. But Jordan was like, this is meant to be my kitten.
Thankfully. I'm not allergic. So I literally I was in the city and I like drove halfway to Sarah and she drove halfway to me and I picked her up and brought her home. I've had her for like a week now.
Yeah. It literally worked out completely perfect. And she's the sweetest little kitten. Is her face looking better?
Oh yeah. She's all cleaned up.
So can you see it? Hey Roan. Oh, you cutie.
She's gonna like sleep on me.
My dogs are getting excited now because I'm using the baby voice.
Oh my god! Honestly, she's been ripping around. She's living her best life. She's the queen of the studio. Honestly,
yeah, sweet baby.
Yeah.
No, it was. Ugh. It's just like the funniest little story. And yeah, Jordan just happened to be in Edmonton, 2 hours away, and I was like, "Okay, let's meet halfway and pass off this cat." So
he passed her off on like the side of the road.
Yeah, we were in a wheat field pretty much and pawned her off. But oh, she's so cute. She matches the aesthetic too.
She honestly does. She honestly does. Okay, do you want to go? Should I let you go? Okay.
Yeah, her eye looks so much better. Before it was like she had it like there was a scratch above her eye and her eye was like all closed in. She was like a rough looking kitten for a bit there, but
she has scars. Oh, she's like laying right beside me. She loves the podcast already. It's meant to be. Love her. Love her.
Yeah. So we are both still in the depths of fall and fall sessions. Mm-hmm. And I've been rescheduling like crazy because the weather has been horrible. Like so overcast, so rainy. Yeah.
That sucks. It sucks too because you're like fighting because we want the leaves, but then it's like it's raining, and then every time it's a rainy day, the leaves fall even more, and then it's like you push it, and then I always like
and we only have so many days left. Like that's the thing with fall is like it's like okay, well. We only have probably 2 weeks left of this, and then it's all like the fact that we still have color is kind of shocking. Like at this time last year, there was nothing.
I know.
Like that's I had a wedding Thanksgiving weekend last year, and they were so sad because they had this like beautiful clearing and these trees, and all the leaves were gone, and it was going to be like this orange, gorgeous spot, but there was nothing. And
that makes me sad.
Have, like a fair bit here, but.
That sucks.
Yeah. What can I have you a wedding do? Tomorrow. Yeah. And
really?
I'm very excited. It's going to be beautiful. Yeah, I have two left still.
Right. I keep forgetting I'm done. So I'm just like.
Oh, isn't that crazy? And I feel like it's kind of rare to do like, I don't know.
October weddings,
wedding. But I'm cool with it.
I think it is too. You know, it's crazy. Yeah. It's like next year I booked a wedding. Well, it's pretty much done deal, but for Maine, like in the States.
Oh, yeah.
And that's I'm very so excited.
Exciting. Yeah.
Yes. But it's for October. But also in the States, too, their fall lasts longer. So that makes sense.
Yeah.
But.
Because Maine is in Portland, hey?
No. Well, no, it's Maine. They're in the Maine, like the state of Maine, not Maine, the town in Portland. I think Portland's a state, right?
Oh.
So they're on the East Coast.
Oregon's a state.
Yeah. So the one that the Maine that they live in, the state Maine. So that is on the East Coast. It's right beside New Brunswick.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, I was thinking you were going to, like, Oregon.
Nope. Yeah, it's the other one.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it's. I'm so excited.
Have They're you ever sweet. Been to the East Coast?
No, not even in Canada.
That's so exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Roan's back. She's trying to eat my mic.
Aw, cutie girl.
Girly pop.
Yeah, no, that is so cool. Yeah, I was, because Connor and I were trying to, he was like, Portland, Maine, like the Tim McGraw song.
No, there's definitely two. I got confused also, but yeah, I looked it up and it's Maine. It's in a town called like a small town in Maine, the state. Yeah.
That's going to be so cool. And so like different, like not something that people really would have on their bucket list.
Yeah, like we're going to like Acadia National Park if you've heard of that. Like that's in Maine.
Oh, okay. So cool.
Yeah.
I'm excited for you.
Oh, and then Mexico, but
yeah.
And you're going to Mexico. Travel. Look at us go.
Exciting. But yeah, this episode wanted to talk about, I guess this kind of fits into talking about our October weddings. We wanted to talk about the perks of getting married at different times of year.
Mm-hmm.
Because right now I'm feeling like the, not quite burnout yet, but like the intensity of fall. And I was just kind of thinking about how it is different having spring weddings as a photographer and having fall weddings as a photographer.
And I think...
Or having winter weddings as a photographer. Like, your mind is in different places, but not in a bad way necessarily.
Yeah, and I think that we might also have, like, a different opinion on it, too. We'll see when we get into
talking. Yeah, I know. It's kind of funny. But I guess, what do you want to start with? Like, off-season weddings, or should we finish with off-season? Sorry, Leo.
I was trying to figure out if that was you or your dog. I didn't know.
No, I don't know what he's doing. I think he's trying to smell the cat, actually, because we just took the kennel out of here.
Roan, they want you. No, let's talk about, I think we should talk about, like, do it chronologically. So let's talk about what, like getting married in the spring, like right before anything kind of happens like that. And I feel like for wedding seasons, like spring weddings are like May and June, even though June is technically summer. I feel like that's
even
still spring.
April kind of. Well, maybe April for us is maybe more off season.
Yeah. I don't think I've seen, like, most people start getting married in May. Like, that's when I see weddings starting. So I don't know. So
talk about landscape. What's it going to look like in May?
Yeah. So when photographers, I guess the first thing we think about when we're thinking about like the differences of what time of year is when you pick spring, you never know, like the weather is, I feel like, is a little bit more unpredictable because it's, I feel like, more rainy and stuff in the spring. At least here, I don't know about everywhere, but, and then also too, sometimes when you do get married in the spring, you're going to get like the spring, like, colors which
depends
sometimes
where you live.
Sometimes sometimes the trees look nice in the spring, but like for example, here, maybe we have like a late spring and nothing's bloomed. Mm-hmm. You might have bare trees and you might get brown, which is always a risk. You never know. Mm-hmm. And like I said, the spring's unpredictable. So it could rain. It could be dry. It could be like, I think, I don't know. For me personally, I feel like if I wanted like green and like, yes, all that like beautiful like foliage and stuff, your first thought is spring because you're like, oh, everything's fresh and new. But really, you almost, I feel like if that's what you want, you almost wait. We got to wait a little bit longer because spring isn't necessarily what people think it is.
And like when we, Jordan and I did like a trip, like we were out in Kelowna this summer, or sorry, the spring, and it was gorgeous. Like you had those like yellow flowers on the mountain and like spring out there is so cool.
Beautiful.
And everything's in bloom. It's beautiful. But like, okay, so here in the prairies or even in where you are in the mountains, you don't really get that. Like it's very, very different. So I think you have to consider that. And like, June is obviously going to be a bit prettier than May sometimes, but it also totally depends on the time of year or the season, I guess. And like if it rained a lot that winter, if it's an early spring, if it's a late spring.
Yeah. I mean, a nice thing about spring when we're talking about like spring weddings is usually I feel like a lot easier to find your vendors because I know for myself, even personally, I'm not really busy in the spring. And I think that's because people wait till summer when 100%. It's in full swing to plan their weddings. And like that's what they pick. But I feel like it'll be easier for you to find people, I think, because nothing.
I think so too.
Nothing is as booked, and even if just us, if it's to us, and all the other vendors shouldn't be as booked as well.
Yeah, it's not like summer where you're struggling to pick your vendors. Yeah,
so that's kind of a perk. So, like maybe your venue's indoors and you really don't care that what it looks like outside. Maybe that's an awesome reason to pick spring.
Yeah. Well, and I guess like with that, you think of, okay, so your vendors are all just coming off of their slow season. So they're fired up. They have the ideas. They're feeling creative. They're like in the groove of things. So I think that is another thing that people kind of overlook because everybody wants fall. Everybody wants summer. So in the spring, your photographers are going to be fired up. They will have sat all winter having all these ideas ready to go. Like we are always so ready to frickin' go in the spring.
Yeah. We like are counting down the days until wedding season starts again.
Honestly, like you get so excited. So I think there's also a perk to that because you're hitting your vendors at the beginning of their season.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess like if you want to be a little bit more like pessimistic, maybe your photographers might not be a season, like I don't know, but I do think that there's like a perk of being at the beginning of the season.
Yes, I agree
totally. Yeah. And with that, like we should talk about colors. I think I really want to push this more for people to like work with your season and your colors and your decor, because sometimes I feel like, you know, people just kind of pick a color, but I think it's really cool to like incorporate the season into your colors. So spring, what do you think, Jordan, with spring? What comes to your minds?
See, in my eyes, when I think of spring, I feel like I think of all the bright wildflowers, all the like bright colors, like bright yellows, like bright greens, bright pinks, all that stuff.
Think of Easter, like think of all the celebrations and stuff that are going on in the springtime. Like, so we think color.
Yeah, technically all those colors would do great in summer too, because it's summer's bright and stuff. But I think I find it more of a spring.
Totally.
Spring vibe. Yeah.
It's such a trend right now too, all the colors and like the pastel trend. And I don't know, this is kind of a tangent, but one of the, like, it was like Brides, the Instagram account that was, isn't it called like Brides? I don't know. But they said the color, like the trend color right now for 2025 is this like orange, almost like terracotta, but not terracotta.
Okay. But I love it. I love that color.
I think it's so cool. Cause it's what would you say it is even?
Burnt orange.
Burnt orange, do you think? I don't think it's burnt orange. It's more vibrant.
Well, it's a warmer burnt orange because it still has like the burnt. I feel like it still has the burnt tone to it.
But it's like a lighter.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really cool.
Love it.
Very different.
Oh, I love it. I saw that and I was like, please, everybody do this.
But it's so interesting because like last year the color was yellow. And I didn't really see any. I saw a lot of guests in yellow. Literally so many weddings, multiple people were wearing yellow.
Really?
Yes. That was like the color of guests at weddings of this year was yellow. That's I saw cool. so many. Yeah.
That's cool.
But yeah, we kind of sidetracked. But other than that, like what else when you think of spring weddings do you think is like a positive or a negative?
I think a positive, like, and this might be a small thing, but like you're kind of probably going to be the only, or like not the only, sorry, but you're probably going to be the first person to have a wedding in yes. your town or area. Like yeah. for your friends, like if they have like five weddings to go through that year, they're probably going to love yours the most because they haven't been to four other weddings before yours.
I think that's like almost number one to have a spring wedding.
So if we're thinking, if we're going to be like a little bit like, no, I don't want to say the word vain, I guess, but like selfish and like you want your guests to.
If you have the first wedding of the summer, like.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Like I think that like yeah, is a big
I
perk.
Agree.
So totally. You kind of get to set the tone too for all your weddings that your friends get to go to in a year.
Set
so
that bar. Nice.
Yeah. Set that bar. We are here for it. We want it.
Yeah. No, yeah. I think I have talked to so many people this year that have said how burnt out they are from weddings.
Like, because, yeah, like you people, know, just regular people. You
just
mean,
people
like
attending. Yeah, yeah. Like I think when you hit the age of like 25, your people start really like getting married or getting engaged. And mm-hmm. if you are someone that likes to go to the lake in the summer, you like to have your weekends to decompress, like going to a wedding every weekend completely takes up your weekend.
Well, I was going to say you don't get a weekend, especially if you have to travel.
Not, yeah. And if there's not variety in the weddings too, like you're so done with it.
Yeah.
I think yeah. like I know how we feel. Like we don't really like I don't know if I'll ever be done with weddings. But mm-hmm. when you go every single weekend, like I can totally empathize with people that are just like, yeah,
we're over it. Yeah. Well, I mean, for us too, like we're working, we're in it a lot. Like we are a part of the wedding a lot more than a guest is.
Yes.
Because yeah. I feel like for guests, there's lots of downtimes for weddings. So depending on like where and what it is, like mm-hmm. when they're waiting for you to come back to your party, maybe like if you go to so many, like that's what your all your weekends are. Like, yeah, I can see it getting old.
Oh, yeah. I can totally. See it. Totally. Yeah. And it's expensive. And yeah, no, there's so many things with that. But yeah, I think spring is really like wrapping it up, it's nice because you're doing it first, your vendors are ready, your guests are ready to be together, like
okay,
new things. Yeah, I think that's a good one. Summer, let's talk about summer.
Let's talk about summer. I feel like maybe this is my personal opinion, I think it is, but like I think summer is the best time to get married. And
really?
Obviously, I think a lot of people agree with that because that's why
June
and July and August are like the most popular times to get married.
Hot months, but, yeah.
But I don't know. I feel like it lends itself to be like the best. Like you can be outside. You can be inside. There's things for your people to do. You have the longest amount of time to take pictures because the sun sets so late. I could go on and on. We'll dive into all that. But
yeah. And with the summer, like, you know, everyone's in the mood to go to weddings. Like, it's, you're feeling good. You're having, like, drinks outside. Like, I don't know. And sometimes I think when you have a wedding out of summer, people will kind of, like, or maybe not as in the wedding mode, if that makes sense. Yeah. So I think that's one thing, too. But, yeah, summer, you have pretty decent weather. Obviously, it still rains. Obviously, you know, you'd have to deal with that. But like it's warm out, you can be outside, like you said, you have options, you can do tents, you can do venues, and that's just kind of when everyone expects you to have a wedding too. People are off a lot of the time.
Yeah,
it's easier to take vacation, like I don't know, I think. And you kind of like color wise you can kind of just do whatever you want for the most part, like.
Yeah, and I mean, if we're trying to match things like this, the bright colors would probably go well in summer again.
Totally, yeah.
But also something to think about, too, is, like, complementary colors. So, like, for summer, like, I think of blue and green as, like, the color of, like, summer because it's blue skies, green leaves everywhere. And that's, like, what, like, I would say, like, so what's the complementary color of green? Can't remember.
Red, I think.
Okay, maybe let's not
do
that. but the complementary color... The complementary color to blue is orange. So
I thought it was yellow.
No, it's orange.
Is it? I think it's yellow.
Oh, God. I could take you back to school.
Yeah, Frig. We literally learned this at Nate.
I know. No, I know we did. I think blue.
Or no,
I'm
no,
looking at, no, it's orange. Orange.
Because it purple is, orange. Is yellow.
Okay, it's right? orange.
Purple is yellow. Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
If we're talking about the Verona sunset, mm-hmm. like, and it doesn't have to be a dark orange, totally. Like a fall color would be, but like a bright yeah. orange or the Verona sunset orange, like totally. Those are colors that would look really neat in the summer, mm-hmm. I think. But
yeah. No, I think you can have more fun with that. And like the yellow, even purples, like you think of like purple flowers in the summer, like you can really do whatever you want for that. But the number one thing with getting married in the summer is you pretty much, what I've found is that if you want all your vendors, you pretty much have to get engaged and plan a wedding 2 years later.
Yeah.
Because those vendors like are booked.
Yeah.
If you have a very specific idea of who you want, what the vibe is, and you have a budget, mm-hmm. Those vendors book up so quick. Like people are trying to book right now for next summer and it's like, I'm completely booked. And it breaks my heart because I'm getting these awesome inquiries and I literally want to cry.
You guys can and come to me. It's I have like, a few days left.
Yeah, I know. I send all my people to you, but yeah, I don't know. It's just, it's frustrating for us because like we want to take them all, but once you're booked and like,
yeah,
you know, so you really have to plan ahead if you want that summer wedding because it's so hard. Like even I have friends next year getting married in the summer and they're like, we cannot find a makeup artist because everyone is booked.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and they're a year ahead, like a year from, but yeah it's so hard to find vendors. So that's like the number one reason that it's hard to get married in the summer. And also everyone gets married in the summer. So your guests, maybe they are already going to a wedding or maybe it's a couple and he's like the groom's in one wedding here and you're in one wedding here. Like I know a lot of people that's happening to next summer. Yeah. So
I was going to say another great big like downside to summer weddings that we have personally figured out multiple times. I know you know exactly what I'm about to say. I feel like,
I don't know.
Is the heat of summer.
Oh yeah.
Because.
And then some.
Oh my goodness. Sorry, especially but this summer. This last summer, me and Sarah shot like a plus 50 pretty much wedding. Like, and
no wind.
It was so
humid, smoky.
Like, listen, I love summer for how beautiful and hot and like the sun's amazing. It's great. But there comes to be a point where it's not comfortable anymore. And I just honestly feel bad because like all I can ask is that it's a beautiful summer day that's not too hot. And when it is too hot, like I feel like when it's cold, you can usually get warm and then it's fine. Mm. But when it's too hot, it is so hard to get yourself cool and stay cool.
Yes.
And then it's just uncomfortable. And the last thing you want to do is be friendly with your man or like touch him with your nose.
Or your guest, hugging your guest.
Like, ooh, I just, so I gross. Feel bad I because I know how I feel with the sweat dripping down my legs. Like I am not wearing a wedding dress or a suit. I just feel so bad. And that's the thing. Like usually you luck out, but then there's always like one wedding a year that's always like 50 degrees.
Yeah. And you can't predict it. Like,
no.
You never know when it's going to hit. And yeah. And you really need to think about your venue when you're having a wedding like that. Jordan and I really learned this year because we did a wedding and it was the most gorgeous venue, like beautiful. But you never know when a heat wave is going to hit. And that day was like plus 40 and it was a tent. So there was nowhere to escape the heat. Like you were stuck in it, right? So
no
on a normal summer day, it would have been completely fine. But this was literally the hottest day of the summer. And yeah, everyone, like we had to like take breaks from doing pictures because everyone was so hot. And like they had to, like the bride was able to go into like the bride suite or whatever. But yeah, it definitely changes the whole day. And people, like a couple years ago, I had a wedding, similar thing. It was a tent wedding and the bride was just so done. By the time we did the sparkler exit, she was like, I'm over
this. I was going to say, besides like it just being uncomfortable, it kind of does, like, do you know how you feel after a day out in the hot sun, like on a normal
all day
when it's
outside.
Not your wedding?
Yeah, totally.
Usually you feel exhausted, so like I feel like it does almost take away from what you're doing. Like you want to be in that moment present, and it's really hard to do that when, and that these are factors that nobody can control. We cannot control the sun, but it's just one of those things that it's kind of inevitable sometimes, so you almost gotta like decide if you are somebody like, I know people
oh
Hi, Roan. If she falls asleep up there, I'm going to cry.
Oh. That'd be so cute.
Anyways, but I know people that, like, they can't be in the heat. And there's some people that just can't handle it. If you're one of those people, please do not get married in the summer. Please, because, like,
it's
going to
ruin your day.
It'll be, like, you'll get the 50-plus day, and it's going to suck. And that's just, like, as much as, like, beautiful and, like, as much as summer weddings are beautiful and all the rest of it, that's just, there's not getting around it. No. Yeah. No.
And that's the thing. You never know when it's going to happen. But I think, like, if you're going to do a summer wedding and you know you're someone who doesn't do well in the heat, just make sure you have a reception venue with AC. Like, end of story. That's, like, the number one thing. If you're like, I'm getting married in the summer, and just, and, like, keep a ceremony as short as you can. That's important too, because like, your guests are sitting out there in the open, like, probably no shade, because we don't want shade as photographers for a ceremony. And yeah, that's, like, one of the biggest things. Summer is a hard one. Like, it's when everyone gets married, but there's so many things that, like, you know, can happen.
Also too, I feel like this is summer, but sometimes there's places that, like, and this also is so dependent on, like, the year too, but, like, I know here, like, if usually June is, like, the month for, like, thunderstorms, I feel like I feel spring, like, July, I feel like July, and so this is, like, I guess late spring, summer, beginning of summer, but, like, I feel like July and August, they're not as common, like, we'll still get them, but I feel like June for sure, there's also a lot of thunderstorms, so it's just, like, stuff like that. Also, you can't predict it. It's just one of those things.
Well, God, you can still have thunderstorms in the fall. Like, we've had such a rainy fall, so yeah, it totally depends. But summer, we all love it, but yeah, those hot days really get you.
Yeah,
and you can just see people fading. Like, that's the thing. Like, a lot of, like, you're not really eating a lot on a wedding day, as we always say, and you're drinking, and, like, the heat. And I've had so many brides and grooms say that they end up with heat stroke from their wedding days, because, you know, you're not looking after yourself like you like would on a normal day, right? So yeah, craziness.
I had one super hot day here, and they all jumped in the river full
oh
full
that's
clothes.
So funny.
Yeah, I was like, I want to be in here
too. Just had to. Yeah,
I got in there too.
Like, that's crazy.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, joys.
Let's talk about fall, every photographer's favorite time of year for weddings, I feel like.
Oh yeah,
I feel like.
I think it's a favorite for sure. Yeah,
yeah. So there's, I feel like we could talk about fall. Like, there's so many different parts that, like, that's, I think there's so many different parts about fall that make people love it the most.
Yeah.
So fall, I feel like, is almost like summer, where it's also really hard, I feel like, to book. I feel like maybe not as busy as, like, the summer.
Yeah,
for finding vendors, I guess. But I think, like, fall is also very, like, in demand.
I feel like it would be harder than spring. If you're looking at what would be busier, fall or spring, fall 1,000%.
Yeah, exactly.
Because every photographer is doing a million bajillion family sessions.
Well, I was going, like, to say,
yeah,
I was going to say, it's not even
fall photos.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not even just weddings, but, like, your photographer in the fall. Like, in the summertime, yes, we have summer sessions, but it's a lot less common because I feel like people are on vacation and they're doing summer things. So I feel like the time of year for family photos is usually fall. So usually we're shooting every night. Like, this last week that just happened, I had to shoot every night except for last night. Yeah. And I have a shoot tonight. And then, like, and that's just the way it is. But if you're thinking about that, so your photographer usually in the summer would have, like, one or two shoots a week, and then your wedding on Saturday. In the fall,
so you have the whole week pretty much to work. And
in the fall, let's just be mindful that most of your photographers are shooting every single night and then going to your wedding on Saturday and then doing it the whole next week after that.
Yeah,
so it's definitely a lot busier in terms of that, not just weddings. And I think that maybe, like, having a busy photographer can be a good thing, but also can be a bad thing. Like, it's
totally,
I think it depends, because it depends on the person. I know myself, like, I thrive in chaos. And
same.
I think most, listen, I think most of us do, because, like, it's just, that's kind of the industry. But, like, when it's busy for me, like, right now, like, if I had weddings on the weekend, I feel like I'd be even better than the rest of the year, because I'm literally just in, like, it's like I'm in game mode. Like, I'm in game, like, I'm in the zone. I'm, like, ready to
knock
it apart.
And you're so in it. Like yeah. right now, I'm like, all I can think about, like, I can't not be working because I feel on edge because I'm like, oh, I have this many sessions to be editing right now. So like, you're just in the mode of like, you just have mm-hmm. to get through it. So mm-hmm. I think being in the groove, it's like second nature to be shooting, to be working, to be doing weddings. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. I think some people, if you take on way too much, they just get burnt out.
Yeah, you definitely like, need so to know. It's something that as photographers, like I feel like it's a very important thing to learn, like what you yes. thrive in, because yeah, it's a very sticky slope or slippery it's, slope.
It is a very slippery slope
because like you book two extra sessions, you could mm-hmm. ruin your whole fall. And that's like not even me trying to be dramatic, but like
no, it's so true.
There's a threshold you need to that's almost yeah. like something that you should figure out. If you can. I know like some people yeah. can't figure it out until they're too busy and they're like, oh, that was too much. But like,
and I feel like that's how we both have figured it out though. Like yeah. I have had seasons where yeah. I was fried. I was mm-hmm. burnt. I was crispy. Yeah, I know. Like I was done. So yeah. freaking done. And this year I'm like, okay, I'm actually like last weekend I took not the entire day, but like most of Saturday because I had a Saturday off for the first time in so yeah. long. And I went shopping with my friends and good. We had a movie night, even though we all worked and edited yeah. while yeah. we were watching movies. But I actually took time for a day and not didn't work. And that mm-hmm. like it literally changed my life, like taking one day
mm-hmm.
kind of. So like, I don't know. You can't do it too much because then you're going to get more anxious. But I think allowing and forcing, like I literally had to force myself to go shopping that day with them.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that can yeah. really help.
Yeah.
But,
and then
but it's so, like you don't really know that as a client hiring a photographer. That's the thing. But
no. And I think a lot of like at least for my clients, every like even if like they know how busy I am and they can respect yeah. it. But it's nice to know that your photographer is a little bit busy sometimes because obviously mm-hmm. that's a good sign because people are, want them.
Yeah.
But yeah, just being mindful about that and is nice to know. But
a way to kind of figure that out too as a bride seeking a photographer is someone that has been in it for a few years, you know, yeah. like not to hype us up, but I
yes, like, hype okay, us up.
We know what we can take. We like I had to decline so many sessions this year just because I'm like, if I take any more, I'm gonna be burnt out and mm-hmm. I literally have no time to take more sessions. So
yeah, no, exactly.
I think just having that, I don't know, what would you call it? Being able to say no to is really a strong thing yeah. to have.
Yeah.
One thing that we kind of forgot to mention is when you're considering spring or fall, I know this for so many photographers is we're kind of spilling an industry secret, but you're more likely to get your stuff sooner in the spring than in the fall. Yes. And that's like just an overall...
Yeah.
I think people can kind of assume that.
Yes.
Because when your photographer does their first wedding, they're pumped about it. They're editing. They're getting you your sneak peeks the next day.
They don't have anybody else's
they don't have
wedding to
anything
edit.
In their log. Like they don't have a list 10 feet long of shoots to edit. So literally. You're probably going to get your gallery a little sooner. In the
yes,
fall,
exactly.
Yeah. It is going to take more time because not only are they shooting weddings, but they're also shooting a million family shoots. Mm-hmm. So that's like a thing. If you're someone who can't wait to get their pictures, maybe you should do a spring wedding because you'll probably get them sooner. Than
that's actually hilarious.
Is no, it not
you're
true,
not,
though?
You're like not wrong. Yeah. Usually, actually, I was thinking about what my first wedding this summer or this yeah. spring. And yeah, she got it like 2 weeks or 3 weeks before they were due.
Oh, yeah.
And then the rest of my weddings, they're getting them like on the due time. Date.
Yeah, totally. Because you have so much on your to-do list. It's it's like anything though, right? But
now let's talk about so we talked about your photographers in the fall. Let's talk about kind of like the landscape and the look of fall and like the weather and all that kind of stuff. Because this is one of my favorite things to talk about because a lot of people like I feel like people know this, but they don't like put it together. So I want to talk about this first. But lighting in the fall for photographers is 100,000 times better than any I guess spring would be good because it's similar, but I feel like fall lighting is 1,000 times better I feel like than any other season because the way the sun is in the fall, it's lower on the horizon because of the season, and it sets early, which means
which is so nice.
Have an earlier golden hour, which means, so if you're thinking about a timeline, and usually your ceremony's at 2, so then you do family photos until 3, and then bridal party photos are like 3 to 4, whatever, and then 4 to 6 or 4 to 5 or like in anywhere kind of around that is when you would do your portraits. And in the fall, like this time of year, like the sun is starting to set so early, like 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, that you almost get golden hour for your portraits, which is not possible unless you sneak out for sunset in the summer. Yeah, so if you're somebody that like loves golden hour, loves that kind of light, the fall is really nice for that, because you technically get golden hour for your longer portraits in the middle of the day.
Totally. Like right now, golden hour here kind of starts at 4. And it depends. The thing with fall too is I've noticed this fall, quite often it's overcast.
Yeah, if it gets under like the clouds, then you're done. Yes. Yeah, you don't have a sunset.
But that's why, like, okay, like right now, technically kind of looks like golden hour, because the way the sun is coming in, because there's so many clouds out right now.
Well, and
so the lighting is beautiful right now.
And because the way, like, because like I said, like the sun in the horizon's lower in the fall because it's not as high in the summer. Like, I don't know the like I was not good at like all this kind of stuff. The
technical,
in school.
Yeah.
I don't know the technical like ways of saying this, but yeah, the sun is like, instead of, this is how it got like in the summer. I think it's like it goes really high up in the horizon. Mm-hmm. In the fall, it kind of stays like here.
Yeah.
So even if it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon, instead of the sun being on top of you like it is in the summer, it's here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's why it kind of looks like golden hour.
Yeah.
So totally. Even your full day can kind of give golden hour vibes because of like just where the sun is, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. And that's why we love it, I feel like. As well as obviously the orange leaves are always cool. It's like a nice pop of color, and it's so warm. And
in different places, you have different colors too. Kelowna, anywhere in BC in the fall, is just next level, because you have reds, you have yellows, you have orange. Like, it's not, in Saskatchewan, we have orange.
And brown, mostly. Like light brown.
And brown, yeah. And then you have like the trees that don't change, whatever. But like here, unless people purposely put in fancy trees, if you go out in the country, everything's just orange.
Yeah.
But if you go to other places, you get more colors. So there's more colors to fall if you do that, then
Yeah. Another nice thing about fall weather is that it's not astronomically hot like summer. Unless you get like a freak weekend. Like, I know there was a wedding I shot, like September long sometimes can be really beautiful. Like, it can be summer.
Yeah.
But it's nice. You're dressed up. You're wearing a huge dress full of layers. Uh-huh. You're wearing a full piece suit. All your girls are dressed up. Everybody's usually dressed up, and it's kind of nice to not have it blaring hot. So that's really a nice part about fall weddings.
Totally.
Like, I found no one's like too hot. No one, if you're too cold, you just go and dance for a little bit and then you get warm. Like,
yeah, or you get a cute jacket. Like, I don't know. It's, I think the best weather is in the fall. Spring can be nice too, obviously. But like, I feel like spring sometimes just goes from like snow to hot. Like, there's hardly like an in between. It's just like one extreme to the next. But in fall, you kind of get that like kind of crisp air. Mm-hmm. And it's
My God. Don't get
a
me
light
started.
Jacket.
Don't get me started on the way the air smells in the fall, because I am going to pass out thinking
about
it. I know.
The fall is literally the best season. We are photographers, so we're obligated to say that. But
sponsored by Mother Nature. No. I'm
I guess one of my pet peeves with fall.
Yeah, we should talk about some pet peeves.
Is picking your colors. I think sometimes there's interesting choices, and sometimes people don't like totally think, and it really doesn't matter if you're not that like worried about it. But as photographers, we love when people incorporate the season into their colors. So when you're doing a fall wedding, we think black, we think brown, we think cream, we think orange, we think red, we think, you know, maybe not purple, maybe not pink, maybe not, I don't know what else, what would not go?
Blue, yellow.
Maybe. Yeah. Yellow would be okay for fall.
You think so?
Yeah. Maybe not all yellow, but like, if it depends where you're getting married, maybe.
I would honestly.
As much. Maybe a dark yellow. Like a mustard.
Yeah.
I think that's a hot topic, but like, yeah. If you're getting pictures in front of orange trees and that's your background, maybe think about the colors. Yes. Is that bad to say?
No, I don't think it's bad to say. Okay. Yeah. Another thing I want to talk about while we're, this is off topic because you just brought that up, but I like the fall leaves and fall colors are beautiful, but can we talk about the risk that you take with fall? Because one day there can be leaves and the next day they're all gone.
They're all gone.
And you have to be like a little bit prepared for maybe having bare trees for your wedding.
Yes.
And I think
you cannot control that.
No, because like it's crazy. Like last fall, I feel like the leaves fell really quick.
They did.
This fall, they're still on the trees here at least. Mm-hmm. And it's like we're halfway through October, which is wild because I feel like there's definitely spots where they're all gone. But like there's spots here that they're still like full in the trees. And I'm just like,
totally.
You get one windstorm and they're gone.
They're gone.
And you
also, I was talking to a client, we were doing the shoot, and she said that like, so we had a later, like the colors came later this year because we had so much water or something in August, they said. So then it caused the leaves to hold on. So like usually at my birthday is September 23rd, the leaves are like fully in color. Like I always say that's the best time of year for like orange is like on my birthday. But this year on my birthday, there was hardly any orange.
Yeah, it, so was very late. I noticed that.
Yeah. So like, and right now they're still holding on. And this girl said that it's because there's so much moisture in the ground.
That makes sense. Yeah.
But I don't know really, I didn't think that there was moisture in the ground, but I could be wrong.
No, that makes sense though. Yeah. I do get that.
So maybe that's why they're holding on. But literally we have no control over that. So if you're relying on the orange, but all honestly, hot take, this year I've been less into the orange. I like just the landscape of like the kind of soft grass that's not green anymore. Like, I don't think you have to, like, fall doesn't have to be like we're standing in front of an orange bush. It can be, look at this landscape with a little bit of orange, a little bit of green, a little bit of yellow. That's what I like personally. But
I was gonna say, hot take, I kind of love bare trees.
Me too.
So it depends. I know it does depend. And I think too, the way you shoot, because I like shooting like portraits with bare trees behind me blurred out with like my shutter, my f-stop really low. But if you're somebody that shoots with your f-stop a little higher, like kind of more editorial, it doesn't look as good. I mean, it's definitely the way you shoot and the time of day and all that stuff. But
And time of day, lighting, it all plays a factor. But I think, you know, you don't need to rely completely on that orange, because fall is so much more than just the leaves.
And then one other thing that could be a downside for some people is if you are somebody that really wants gold to sneak away for golden hour photos at 8:30, 9 o'clock, that's not going to happen for you in the fall because the sun is already down. Unless you're doing like funky flash photos in the dark.
Yeah.
That's cool. We're a fan. Totally. But that's definitely like the thing with fall is like it sets so early. Your portraits are going to be more golden hour, so maybe you're fine with not sneaking away for golden hour because you get that look during your portraits, but just be mindful that it's not really going to be possible for you.
Yeah. Like this fall, I had a wedding in September, and like in the questionnaire, she was like, no, we want to go for sunset photos. But what happened was it was like middle of September, kind of end of September. Mm-hmm. Sunset was at like 7 o'clock and everyone was still eating. So when we went to go, we had... Like I said, like, do you guys want to sneak out? Like, we only have like 10 minutes left and the sun's going to be gone. And they were like, it's pretty much gone. We're fine. So I think if you really, really, really want those sunset photos, you have to like really plan it into your schedule.
Yeah.
Totally. Okay. But fall overall, big fans.
Okay. Yeah. Let's get into this. Winter weddings.
Yep.
So how many? Sarah, this is like hilarious, but I've literally shot two winter weddings in my whole career.
Really?
The one I did here and the one I shot with you.
With me. Okay. I feel like I've done probably, I feel like maybe 10 or more.
I don't know. See, I've only done two.
Yeah. Maybe I think people here, like I've done two New Year's Eve weddings and then I did a New Year's Eve wedding.
Yeah.
And then I did that one with you.
Mm-hmm. Which one with me? The one I shot with you. Yeah.
Yeah. It was like right before COVID.
Yeah.
So it would have been like, oh no, they did it on February 29th. It was the leap year wedding.
Right. Yeah. Yes, I do.
But yeah, winter weddings, where do we begin? I think number one.
Let's start with the good things and then we'll bring out the bad things. Okay.
Number one for winter wedding is you can pick whoever the frig you want for vendors.
Yeah, you should be safe. Yes.
Unless you're doing New Year's Eve, that's become super popular. But I think for the most part, like, you can really pick because everyone is on off season.
I totally agree with you.
So, I think that's like the biggest, biggest thing.
Secondly, winter is very beautiful. Mm. So you are bound to get really like magical, beautiful, snowy photos.
Yeah.
And the golden hour, honestly, is really, really nice in the winter. It's almost
literally perfect. Yeah.
It's almost more beautiful than fall because it's even earlier. And most of your photos are golden hour.
Off the snow. Yes. And,
yeah. So, I mean, if you are winter people and like you love winter and like you're down to do it, I think you are. Like winter weddings do make beautiful wedding photos. Mm-hmm. They're very romantic.
Oh, yeah, totally.
If you get a fresh snowfall the night before, it's just beautiful.
Every single person that has a winter wedding is like, we just hope that there's frost. We hope we get fresh snow.
Yeah, I know. I'm also hoping that for you. Yeah.
I know. And it's off season with vendors, but also for your people. So if you get married in December or January, February, March, you know, everyone is probably not doing anything. People on the weekends are just hanging out. Like no one's going to the lake. People are less busy and they are ready probably to go to a wedding, go to an event, get dressed up. Mm-hmm. So I think winter weddings, like you're going to have a bigger turnaround for people. I think your guest count will be way higher because everyone's just going to be ready to go do something.
Yeah. And what else? What else is like a positive? I don't want to get into the tea yet of like the bad stuff.
Vendors, people. I think you can do funky things with colors in the winter.
Actually, you like, pretty much can because it's like white is like your background. So really, you could go crazy with anything.
Totally. And you kind of obviously have to be more creative with your venue location. I think if you could find like one of those greenhouse venues I don't know if it would be possible to be heated, but how gorgeous would that be in the winter?
Yeah.
Like I think you could do something and you need to have an indoor ceremony location. So you have to be more creative with that, but there's some really beautiful churches you can do. There's, you know, cool venues, but
yes.
Yeah.
And then you're definitely, so the nice thing about winter, you're definitely not going to be too hot.
Yeah.
But while I say this, there is a possibility you may be a little cold. Mm-hmm. So I feel like we need to talk about this a little bit because obviously, people realize that it's winter and they're going to be cold, but I don't think people fully realize the downsides of winter photo shoots because I think there's a few things that for me pop into my head. So the first one is being cold. So other than being uncomfortable and being cold, because that's like the first thing, like no one likes to be cold. No one likes to be uncomfortable. So that's one thing. I mean, some people luck out and they get like a really nice day and then it's like not that bad. But if you're one of those people, like the one winter wedding I had and then the one with you were both cold days. They were like
snowstorm.
I think mine was minus 40.
Yeah.
Like for real. And then yours was a snowstorm. So the wind makes it feel that cold as well. So being cold obviously is not a good time. For pictures, when you're cold, it's a lot harder. Like this is just part of it. And there's not a whole lot that like we can do to control this, but we do our best. But it's just honestly human nature. Like when you're cold, what do? You usually like crouch in. You don't look as comfortable. You're not as happy because you're cold. Your face will show it. Your teeth will be chattering a little bit. Like there's a lot of things that like unconsciously we do when we're cold that lend a little bit not great for photos because obviously like we pick up when you're hunched a little bit and it's things that like your body just does. It's not like you tell, like your body will just react to the cold in that way. So for photos, sometimes if you're thinking about that, like people might look a little bit more posed and a little bit more stiff. They're not going to be as comfortable as they would in summer photos. And that's just like part of it. That's just part of it. Secondly, tell me if I'm wrong, but this is my opinion. I feel like posing is a lot harder in the winter. And when I say that, I mean So in the summertime, you can like say, okay, like run through the grass with each other, hold your hands, pick her up, do a cute spin, right? Easy peasy. In the wintertime, you have to rely on what's plowed unless you're ready to trek through this much snow. Like, do you know what I mean? So if you're not adventurous and you don't want to go in the snow and get your dress all wet, get your shoes all wet, you really have to use only a few like spots for pictures because that's what's plowed or what's shoveled. And you can't really, you don't really have the freedom to run through the snow, pick each other up because it's, you know what, if you run, if you tried to run through the snow, like if it's deep enough, it's hard. It's hard to run through the snow, especially when you're in a full suit or a full wedding dress and you're trying to be cute and not cold. Like there's so many.
And so sitting many on things. The ground, you can't do other poses. Like you really yes. can only stand. Like it's.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It sometimes, unless you have like a beautiful golden hour, it's sometimes if it's like a kind of warmer winter and you have a little bit of snow and every like the snow's brown, it can be hard too.
That's also another thing too. Yeah. Like yeah. if you don't get that fresh snowfall, mm-hmm. You're like probably going to get like some bare trees. And there'll be like little clumps of dirt in the back of your, like lots yep. of, I feel like a lot of us will Photoshop it a little bit, but
yeah,
like there's only so every much photo we can do.
Is hard. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and I think obviously a way to get around that would be picking a venue where you can mostly be inside, but mm-hmm. that's not always an option for people too. So yes. I don't know. I think winter weddings, you just have to be okay with that. And
that's the thing. Yeah. People, when they do winter weddings, they are beautiful. I love them. And there's definitely the type of people for it. Like if you're the type of people that like want to run through the snow and throw snowballs at each other and be all cute and fun.
Sure.
Like yeah. I think that it's beautiful. And like totally. As long as your photographer's also game, because like I know I would run through the snow with them for that because it's really fun. Yeah. But that's also a thing.
I guess your other option too is go to Mexico in the winter.
That's always a good
thing. That's one way to make sure it's really nice out. And
yeah.
You've done lots of winter weddings. They've just been like destination.
Hey?
I said you've done lots of winter weddings. They've just been destination.
That's true. Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
Because the one was in November, so that's technically winter.
Yeah. Yeah.
And March, so that's winter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. That's probably the best way to do a winter wedding, honestly.
I love it. My couples know what I want.
Yeah, literally. I don't know why. I've done quite a few. It's kind of random.
See, but I think here, like, we don't do them because there's really no venues that would be good for a winter wedding. And I think if we did have venues, that would be a whole different story. But
totally. Because you need, like, a nice ceremony spot. And for the majority of our clients, they get married in fields or like pretty grassed areas, and can't do that really in the winter.
No
some people do, but I think overall there's obviously perks of every season and like things that you know do have to think about, but I think overall it sounded like spring was our best season. Like that was the one with the least. Don't you think that was the one with the least amount of downsides?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I am a spring hater. I'm going to end this episode with that
spring hater.
No. And I'll tell you, I will tell you why. I think if I lived in Kelowna, I would love spring because the flowers bloom and the trees bloom. Totally. But here, like, and it's just where I live, but here spring hits and it's literally mud everywhere, and I just don't can't like it. I'm not a mud girl, okay?
I feel you.
I don't like, I would love spring if it was in a different spot. I think it's literally just where I am. There's nothing about it. And then for summer hits and I'm like happy again. But
yeah, totally.
Yeah,
no, I'm with you on that. Like I think it is a lot harder in the spring to find super nice, but I will be getting married in the fall at some point in my life. That is my season. I would say that would be my favorite.
Yeah.
Overall,
I think so too.
Season is fall.
And I also think fall is too. Our season because we're both Libras. So we're fall girls.
We're just destined to be fall girls.
Fall girlies for life.
Yeah. I agree. All the good vibes are in the fall, like especially out in Kelowna. Kelowna fall is just like next level.
Yeah.
So epic. Yeah.
I need to go there next fall, maybe.
Oh, yeah, hopefully.
LOL.
But yeah, that's kind of our recap on seasons. I think we're kind of feeling this season right now, obviously. So it kind of worked out to be a perfect episode for today.
I like it. I think people, it's nice to hear the breakdown. Like this is the thing. I feel like for us, it's like in there and stuck in our brains. Yeah. I feel like when I talk about this with other people, I'm like bringing up the way the sun sets differently in the fall. And they're like, oh my God, I've never thought about that.
Exactly. Yeah.
So this is just like a nice little, I don't know, some tidbits of information from our heads.
Yeah. And something that people I don't really think about, well, they obviously think about it, but like they would be like, oh, I didn't know that was a thing in the spring, or like the fact that you might get your photos sooner in the spring over the fall. Like, I don't know if everyone totally thinks of that, especially the vendors. I think that's the number one thing when you think of like what season you're getting married in.
Yeah.
Like timeline wise, you could probably get married in the spring and the fall and the winter within a year. In the summer, it's a lot harder.
Oh my God. Yeah.
You need a longer engagement. Yeah. Totally. But yeah, that's kind of our recap for this episode.
I love it.
Yeah. Thank you guys for listening. And hopefully we gave you some insight on our seasons.
Yeah. I'm sure we did. I learned stuff. No.
Yeah. Cool. Awesome. Well, yeah, we will see you guys next week. Thank you for listening.
Peace out.
Bye.